Gina Miller targeted young women with ads depicting Faraj as red-eyed vampire. By Jack Montgomery on May 25, 2019. Anti-Brexit millionaires Gina Miller targeted millions of people, mostly young women, with Facebook adverts depicting Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage as a red-eyed, fang-toothed vampire. Miller, a Guyana-born boarding school alumnus who best known for handing the Remainer-dominated British Parliament the final say on Brexit by taking the British government to court, has been unmasked as the person behind Remain United, one of three distinct brands under her Centrum Campaigning Limited umbrella, which spent tens of thousands of pounds on adverts featuring such allegations as female-friendly Farage. He'd scrap maternity pay as well as discrimination and sexual harassment laws and urging viewers to vote tactically. Miller confirmed to BuzzFeed News that her target groups were young people, especially women, to get them out to vote, and that her approach was two-pronged, to let them know what the Brexit Party stands for in the absence of a manifesto, and, secondly, to increase turnout. The anti-Farage posts achieved more than 7 million impressions, according to the online news outlet, although the Remain United page on Facebook has only clocked a little over 3,000 likes for its trouble. Miller was previously associated with the anti-Brexit campaign Best for Britain, funded by billionaire plutocrat and convicted insider trader George Soros, and based in London's Milbank Tower alongside several other anti-Brexit front groups including the People's Vote Campaign, Our Future, Our Choice, and the European Movement. She has since distanced herself from Best for Britain, however, scorning it as a room full of white males deciding what's going to happen to the country. The former model has admitted to having a very privileged upbringing, but was politically inspired by the communist revolutionary and dictator, a family friend. "I would lie on the top of the stairs and smell the cigar smoke of Castro, or whoever it was, in the room, and listen to Castro and her family, debating about politics and social justice. And it always filled me with awe that you could change other people's lives by your actions," she revealed in 2017. Castro's one-party regime executed thousands for political reasons and imprisoned tens of thousands more, a heavy toll relative to the population of his native Cuba. Millions more would have perished across the globe had he had his way during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when he pressed Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev to launch a nuclear strike against the United States, branding the Russian a traitor when he pulled back from the brink. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.